Didn't you ever want to go out and get drunk, Eric, sometimes? I mean, didn't you ever go and do anything like that?
No, we didn't have the opportunity to get drunk. Oh. But there is, you want to know this?
Yeah.
Dara, you try to take your horn away from me.
Yes,
here.
Sir.
Because, you know, with these people, we can never be sure how they will use our
horns.
Yeah,
there
are lots of horns, by the way. But anyway.
All right. Never mind, let it be. We are all naked people here now.
Plus, at least this will get it authentic. When it gets out of here, it will be all distorted.
What happened is now, you did say such a thing. It's good. There was a time when, of course, I had reached my limits of human endurance. And you know that story that Baba told me to get out from this place here? Bruce?
I don't think I do, no.
What had happened is, let us go back to our new life time period. In 1949, we went out in new life.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
It was a good change. Any change is a good change. It's a relaxation. It's known fact. In 1938, Baba called me to be with him. This is 1949, 11 years. And 11 years of hectic activity was there for me. Physical, manual labor, and of course, all on tenterhooks, all the time obeying and carrying out his command. All sorts of things were there. Different things were there. Very humiliating, embarrassing. I was not picked up, you see, from the street. My setup was quite different. I came from a strata of people, you know, from the elite. And this life was something quite different for me. And to obey this, our beloved Lord, and his behest, anything that he would say that we had to do, it was very embarrassing sometimes for me. That was a different thing. Whatever it is, it told upon my health. And many things happened, and it became more for me. It couldn't be endured. I was a very strong man, very strong, healthy and strong. No ailments during these years. But new life then took its toll. I thought that it was a good change, but it was quite different. Because of constant dancing to his tune, you know, you get fatigued. You know, she is a dancer, she knows what dancing means. And all the time on your toes, but it was, for them it's on the toes, but we were on our toenails, as I one day pointed out. Yeah. So it was fatiguing. At last, we never thought that we'd return from this new life, nothing would happen, we'll continue and drop ourselves, and that's the end of it all. Anything that has a beginning must have an end, and our end was to drop our body, and that's the end of it. That's the human mental attitude got developed within me. But to have it, one fine day we return to this place called the hill, seclusion hill, in our new life. And Baba says, let's go there and rest for the night. The cabins are still there. So, we thought that he'll proceed from but instead of proceeding, he said, I'll continue my Manonash work here. So we got ourselves there. After some days, he says, bring the two cabins down and make me one cabin out of the two, and this and that, and that is done. And I'll continue my Manonash work. I said, okay. So it was done. After some days, what happened was that he said that, and I was the attendant. At SBS, I was there attending him. And every day that passed by made me feel like a tired horse is being driven towards the stable, you see. Yeah. And then I don't know what is going to happen. And one day he says, my work is completed to my entire satisfaction. Oh, what a sigh it was. Not of longing now this time. Yeah. So, it was good, fine. And then Baba called all other Mandali and others and all that, because he had segregated himself from the rest. So there was a reunion of the old life people and new life and all that. Fine, that's good. It's another change. I could have continued with it like that. But then, what happened after some days of that, he said to me that now we are preparing to go to the West. Well, it's good if he prepares to go to the West. Who can stop him? Then he pointed at me that you will have to come with me. And I said, I can't. Why not? It's impossible. I thought that this would be the end of the whole thing. It's impossible. I'll be a drag. I can't be of any use or help to you or anything. No, you have to come. I said, Baba, it's not possible for me. He left the subject. He came again, harped on the same subject the next day. And I always continued with my saying, no. And at last, eventually he said, I want you to come to the West. You have to prepare yourself for that, for the passport and all that. So, Baba, it's impossible for me. It will be better for me to leave you than to be a drag and of no use to here. So he says, you don't want to obey me, then why are you staying here? Get out from here. And thus saying, he got up from his chair and he left this place. And I went to that cabin, which he asked me to continue to use it. That same where he completed the Mananashu. So I was there for some time when Baba left me, so I naturally had to leave now this place. So I started thinking what to do now. I have to leave. I will go. So I started gathering my little, whatever roll, bedding roll was, this tiny thing there. I saw that it all belonged to him. I said, I can't take this. Looked at the clothes on the peg. There were two things that were there. No, but I can't take that. They were given to me by him. It's not mine. And then I said, I have to go like this. Then I sat down. I said, but these also have been given to me by him. How to go with this? Now I have to go naked. So all this starts coming and, you know, mind plays havoc at that time under such strenuous circumstances. So then I said, oh, but it's still daylight, still one more hour to go. If I go like this, what will people think about him? What has happened to Eric? Because they have been seeing me every day, you see, all around the town and all. I have to go naked, then I have to go in the dark and disappear somewhere far away. So I waited for the darkness to dawn, and darkness to descend, not dawn. So then what happened is that as I am contemplating what now I will be leaving and all that, all of a sudden a thought comes to me. He says, you want to leave? Of course, he has told you to leave. But what will be leaving? Who will be leaving? So my mind says, of course, I will be leaving. But I means who? Who are you to leave? You have dedicated yourself to him, but do you belong to yourself still? And a thought came, then who is going to go away then? And just then, a message came from Baba, saying that I don't want you to leave today. I want you to see me the next morning and we'll decide the next morning for you. Yeah. In the meantime, you eat well and sleep well and, well, your case will be taken up the next morning. And of course, for me, eating and sleeping are my addictions. I ate, I slept very well. And next morning, before he came, typed sheets were given in my hands. And the sheet said that Pendu and I have to go all over the country giving out his message. Means this country, which was Pakistan and India, actually. So, this was then before. To go out, and we have not to touch money or not do this and all the do's and don'ts and they're there and all that sort of thing. And only we can accept monies for fares to travel from one place to another and all that. Accept food whenever it is only offered like that. And I read it and I kept quiet. I said, it's from frying pan into fire. It's just like that. So now what happens is Baba comes and tells me, did you read that circular that I am about to send out? Yes, I read it. So do that now. I had no other object, nothing I couldn't say, I couldn't utter the word, I kept quiet. Did you hear what I say? Baba is asking me. Yes, I am interpreting him, mind you. I am saying it loudly. Yes, I heard Baba. So do it. But I don't know what you want me to do. He said, didn't you read it? I said, yes, I read it. But what is the message? You know, you know. And then again I'm sitting quietly and I'm not in my mood or anything of the sort. It went on for some days like that. And then Baba says, why are you feeling so worried and all that? I said, but you are asking me, first of all, I'm fatigued, I can't do anything. That's the reason why I didn't want to go with you to the West. And now you want me to go all over the country, and that too without you, and do what? To give you a message, but what is your message? I don't know. He says, were you deaf? Were you blind while you lived with me? Whatever you have seen and whatever you have heard, just tell the people. That's all, that's my message. But I'm not a speaker, I have lost all that, you see, for years together, and I haven't been speaking at all. So don't go, do what I tell you. And I did go out. Before going out, he tells me not to worry. When you stand up to speak to the crowd, just say, Baba, you want me to speak? So you speak, all that, you have not to worry about it. So that's how we went out. And it was something beyond my own imagination, I should say. Because fatigue was no more there. And we went day in and day out for days together, nights together, months together, we were like that, going from place to place. 2 o'clock in the night was just getting fresh, you see, at the time. We are ready to meet people and we are there, crowds after crowds from this and that, all this is there. Now what happened now to our point coming about getting drunk and all that? So naturally after finishing India, we went to Delhi and all that places, and then we had to go to Pakistan, we had to go. And good for the Baba people who were there, gave us the airfare tickets. So we went to Pakistan. While we are going to Pakistan, when we are there in Pakistan, these Pakistanis are quite different Baba, different type of Baba lovers. Yeah. They have the world as well as God on gold platter, both of them. World and God on a gold platter, you see, for us. And here also in India, we did experience such things. Yeah. Oh, the people, you see, my experience was that to come in contact of people. When they come to know that we come from him, it's quite different. When you are on your own, it's quite different. It's poles apart. But when you are from him, then something happens to them and they would just treat us as if, I don't know what they would. What may I tell you? You see, we were served dishes in silver plates. Even to wash our fannies, we were given silver buckets and silver. It's a fact. I don't know, exaggerations, you see. I don't know what they think of us, you see. And this is our first time going out, you see. They haven't met Baba. They haven't seen him. They haven't met him, they haven't seen him, they haven't heard his name yet. And that's how. It was a different type of experience from New Life. If you have read New Life, Tales from New Life, there is that experience. We knew about, because it is from him we go. But here we are on our own. But we forgot that we are coming through him. But that's how we took it upon ourselves. Oh, what's this? We felt ourselves so embarrassed, you see, like that. So that's a different thing. But now there, well, they said, oh, we are so happy to have you all here. There are people who are now known to Baba there in Pakistan. And they want to treat us right royally. Of course, we had to speak out on Baba and all that. But when we go back to their homes, well, you must be very tired and let's have a little drink and this and that. We were not told not to drink or anything like that. And we took it as a great opportunity to have it. So they agreed. And we would take it, and we enjoyed it, and we were happy about it and all that. So, once we, of course in my life I did drink and all that. So, but in our talks, you see, private talks in the family, one day they asked me, did you ever get drunk? I said, no. But now that you tell me, but I had a different feeling once. So what was that? What happened? Oh, I said, you want to know that? So, yeah. Just as you asked me the question, isn't it? So now here a story, in the story comes. There was a person from the Himalayan regions. Well, he heard us talk about things and all that. And naturally he came in close contact of us. He is a lover of Baba also. And he heard me say things that, well, you know, in our days when we were young and we used to gulp mugfuls of neat rum. Mugs, eh? And he says, you haven't tasted our type of decoctions here. Well, I don't know what your decoctions are. You know, it's like that, just a talk. And he must have remembered that. And one day, he tells us, he comes and tells us in the Inak Mandali, and he says, today I have prepared a nice cool drink for you all, and you all should have it. And so, yeah. And it was nice and very pleasant, and we had it, mugs after mugs and mugs. And the feeling was quite different, you see. Then gradually, we began to feel paralyzed, you see, totally. We can't move, you see. We can't get up. We can't do this or this. But still, I had to. But that didn't even affect me. So that. But the one who had prepared it and himself had taken it, he felt as if his stomach is bloating, so he would carry his stomach and go out and walk because he felt embarrassed to be with us. And nothing seemed to have mattered with us except that little paralytic feeling that was there. But still we would go about. And nothing, no raving or anything sort. So this I had told them, this story in our conversations was there because of the close family that we are. So they said, among themselves they felt that, oh, if that is the case, then why can't we treat them lavishly, you see, with liquor? So they started giving me bottles of beer and bottles of this, and I said, well, it's a God-given gift, why shouldn't I take it? Baba never told me to stop it and all that. So it is, in one sitting I had consumed about 12 bottles of beer and rum and gin and all this, and nothing seemed to happen, and next hour we had to go and give a talk. What's the matter with this man? But it was his hand that saved us, you see. Because we were like, I don't know, we never had a thought of getting drunk or doing this or doing that, but it's nice, finish, fine. Yeah, didn't seem to affect us at all. That's my story of being drunk. If you call that being drunk, it was being drunk in a different sense. But it's true, it is true, it's no exaggeration. The people are still alive. Who treated us, who treated us so lavishly. Then it is in his name, in his cause. Our main objective, or whatever you call it, the mind was focused on him, you see. Well, this is the order that he has given us. You know, that this again comes under the title of being a slave, you see. People are treating the slaves in whatever fashion they want to treat us. We don't care for that. After all, we know that we are slaves. Had we got into our heads, you see, that, oh, we are somebody now, we are this, surely everything would have been gone, it would have gone haywire. Surely. But this was a real glorious thing. It opened our eyes. Vast vistas opened. Oh, who could he be then? if it is, and surely, after we returned from such a tour, and he went to all the places that we went, and we saw what happened. Yeah, there's a fine description of an excerpt of the whole panorama that opened. Have you read that, all the Mass Darshan little booklet?
Wow.
It is, Baba told me that while it is fresh, just write a little synopsis of what you have seen. So when we return from that, and all is happening one after the other, what about my being fatigued and all that? What happened that? After we came back from the tour, in the meantime, Baba met with an accident, you know that. He returned from the West, he is in his caste and all that sort of thing, and we are going and extolling that here he is like this and all that. my almighty, all-knowing and all this, and here he is like this, you see. And we have to take him now to present him to the public. What an embarrassment, you see. But it was no embarrassment. It opened our eyes. He must be something great. And who could he be that he can get away with all this? Yeah. Yeah, it is like that. He is no guru. He's not that. He's not that. He's no master. He's something beyond it all. That's the feeling that we got.